At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu. Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Hitmakers. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. The Hitmakers. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. The Hitmakers. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. The Hitmakers. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. The Hitmakers. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. The Hitmakers. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Good day, wherever you are on the planet. Welcome to the one and only Lunar Lounge podcast with myself, Israel Ajozi, and I'm just here with my Emilary Sphere, playing about as you always do. I need a stand. I need a stand this high that this thing could go on, because this is a wonderful item, symbolic of what this show is about. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show, people. If you are listening for the first time, this is a show which aims to entertain, educate, inform, enlighten about the world of astrology, the planets, and how it's affecting us here on planet Earth. I want to give shout-outs for all of you guys who take time to download the podcast. By the way, the podcast is available on all podcast platforms, from Amazon to Apple to Spotify. You can listen to the Lunar Lounge podcast with myself every week live at 12:30 p.m. UK time. Although I wasn't on last week, busy traveling. Shout outs to back home Nigeria. You know how it goes. I'm live on Instagram, live on YouTube. And for some reason, I'm banned, or is it banned? I don't know, on Facebook. Yeah. Supposedly, I posted something with, maybe copyright infringement. Can you tell me what this thing is, Facebook? If you're listening, let me know. I might get onto them anyway. They're going to hear from me, right? Or my lawyer, one of the two. What else? I said that I'm going to be doing, looking at Trump and Kamala Harris's chart. So we'll be looking at that today, looking at, because next week we've got the US election. All eyes are on the US, of course. So let's see how that all goes about. Later on, or towards the end of the show, as you all know, tarot card of the week. So that's going to be coming up. I'll be letting you know what the tarot card of the week is. Competition time as usual. we don't have a winner. Hey, what's going on? To know that my students are the ones who are, you know, trying to attempt to answer these questions. I don't know. Alarm bells are ringing. I think you need to come back and do the course. Anywho, welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. What is the weather like where you are right now? What is happening? Let me know. I'm in grey. Look like it's going to rain London right now. Shout outs to everybody here on, shout outs to Geraldine. Welcome to the show. And I'll also be looking here. Sorry. Don't know what that was about. I think because I'm chewing gum and speaking at the same time. No comments. Nobody's in the comment room. What is that? I think it's just me today. Could it be that you don't know that the clocks went back, you know, something along that line? I hope not. Also must announce my one and only true sponsors, Magic Mind. This show is brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. Go get your Magic Mind. Do remember that the details to be able to get the discount is always in the information box, whether you're watching this on YouTube, listening to it on the podcast platform, the information is there, accompanies with it. Feeling mentally fatigued, mental fog, you need that mental clarity, you need an energy boost, you need something natural to get into your system. Magic Mind is the one. Go get your Magic Mind, number one. And guess what? They've got gummy bears coming. Yes, you heard it here first. They've got the gummy bears coming. So it's going to be Magic Mind, gummy bears. Stuff you can just, hopefully I should have some next week to be able to display. Magic Mind, go get your Magic Mind. Number one sponsor right here at the Lunar Lounge podcast. What else I was going to say? Weather I've spoken about, let me know about your weather. People are slowly seem to be coming in. Shout outs to Yvette, shout outs to Faye. Hope you are well. Yes, I'm back in London. Have you adjusted your clocks? Something tells me that some people, especially for people who are maybe in other parts of the world outside of the UK, maybe are not aware that here in the UK, we've adjusted our clocks, right? The clocks went back. Always remember, it's fall, back, spring, forward. So forward, it's, you know. Shout out to Jackie, letting me know that it's hot here in Ghana, of course. Mind you, I mean, I was in the neighboring country last week. I was in Nigeria, and it wasn't, it was warmer than it is over here, but it wasn't hot. It's more humid weather, actually. A lot of rain. I'll tell you what, when was it? On Friday, last week Friday, I saw rain like never before in my life. Seriously, like I'm talking heavy rain nonstop, but heavy, like roar, like storm heavy, thunder heavy, all of that stuff. So that was quite interesting. Yeah. Yeah, you tell her, Yvette. Yeah. Whatever. You know, rubbing it in. But yeah, it is what it is, right? So I'll be bringing up the charts of Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. That can be a bit of a discussion today. We'll also be looking at where the planets are going to be also November. This month is pretty much finished. One day left. Friday, I believe, is going to be the 1st of November. We're in a new month. I can't believe we're in the 11th month of 2024. I swear to God, it just felt like it started the other day. Time's really flying. It flies when you're having fun, and it also flies when you're busy as well. So, yeah, it's a combination of both. Welcome to, Jack said, yeah, we've been having those storms too. I would have thought so. Close proximity, right next door neighbor. So I would have thought it you'll be experiencing. But it's been, you know, the rain falls, but it's warm, right? It dries up quite quick, and, you know, as soon as the sun comes out again, and you get that. But it's been quite humid, is what something I noticed by going to Nigeria at that time of the year. What else? Numerology courses are coming up. I'll probably plug that later on. Palmistry courses are also coming up as well. I will probably plug that later on as well. Let you know about upcoming courses. Astrology courses have started. Affiliate programs, that's also available. I'll speak about that later on. For any of you who want to earn a little bit of extra cash, and if you feel that you've got a very good networking circle, or you're quite active on social media, or you've got, you know, lots of people who you know, get it in there, man. It is what it is. Faye saying, time is running and passing. Tell me about it. I've got a chewing gum in my mouth. Why? It's not normally like me to have one. But you know what? I am going to take it out because I'm going to be perceived as rude, right? Correct? Something like that. But it is tasty. So, I need to get the chewing gum out of my mouth. Excuse me. Yes, live on the show, taking chewing gum out of my mouth. How rude of me. And let's get to the show. So I'll be bringing up the chart of the moment up, and we can start to delve into what the month of November has in store. And also looking at Kamala Harris and Donald Trump's chart. And just looking at seeing who, you know, if anything favors any of the two. And coming to some kind of conclusion as opposed to who's going to win. Who does it favor? Who does it look like is getting into the White House? That's going to be the discussion for today. Keep any questions that you may have coming up. Competition time coming up later, like I said. What else? What else did I want to say? What's been on the news? I mean, I've been out of town for about, 10 days? What's been happening? Anything in particular? Have I missed anything? Is it the same old stuff, really? Wars kicking off? People being locked off for inappropriate behavior? Anything else? Anything special? Let me know. I haven't been paying attention to the news, to be quite honest. Not that I've had time, but hey. Needed some water. Yvette's letting me know that the budget is in process. Is it now? When isn't the budget in process? Well, good to luck to them on that one. I think everywhere you go in the world, one thing that's consistent to everywhere you go, I mean, some places more than others, of course, but one thing that is always consistent is people having a go or complaining about the price of living, or, you know, of being, how, you know, everything is going up but nothing matches their wages or their, you know, it's something that's consistent all over the world. I don't care which country you go. They're all having a go, like, you know, something's happening, you know. So the economy is quite okay. And I've been telling you about the Jupiter Saturn, how that sort of like brings a bit of a restriction. However, there's going to be a bit of a boom next year when there's going to be the last square between Jupiter and Saturn. So Jupiter, which is about expansion, and Saturn, which is about constriction, when they sort of like somewhat come together, they affect the markets big time, like mega big time. Sarat Olga, who actually did a talk about that recently, which I attended, and she was pointing out the pivotal, but there's always this up and down kind of fluctuation when Jupiter and Saturn come together in certain aspects. Now, we've had an aspect a few months ago, if you all remember, I spoke about the Jupiter-Saturn square and how a square brings tension, conflict, hardship, difficulty, frustration. And because these two planets are strongly involved in the markets, or how the markets go up and how they go down, these are the reasons why we've been experiencing, you know, prices, you know. And of course, people will say, oh, yeah, well, the war's on and this and that. And that's when, that's all a part of it. But yeah, it's quite interesting. So let's watch this space. But there is a bit of a boom next year. So it is what it is. House of Commons is live right now. Well. Let's bring up the chart for the moment and let's see what's happening there. Okay, thanks a lot for that, Yvette. Keep us updated. What is Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer onto right now? I don't know. I don't know what to make the politics of it. He's not prime ministerial material for me. I'm sorry. He's just not. Maybe the party does deserve to be in, but not him. I don't know. There's just something about him that just like strikes me as, don't quite cut the mustard. You know what I mean? Bring back Boris Johnson. Is Boris Johnson out there? Are you available by any chance, Boris? No? You know what I mean? it was fun while he was around. So let us go to the astrology of the moment. Share screen, you know me. Always doing my little faffing. And here we go. The moon is currently in the sign of Libra. Well, we've got to be diplomatic, haven't we, today? Caution. And is actually in sextile as we speak right now. As we can see, the moon is actually in sextile to Venus. So that's quite interesting, because Yvette there was pointing out about the House of Commons taking place right about now. So that's the kind of energy which they're working with. I suppose moon in Libra, sextile Venus, its ruler, is actually quite good, to be quite honest. So, maybe there could be some diplomacy. You ever watched it? That's one of the reasons why I don't vote. You ever watch this House of Commons? Bloody hell. Sound like a bunch of animals sometimes, don't they? You know, somebody makes them like, whoa, 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 and they just laugh at each other. And it's just, I don't know. So yes, Geraldine. Yes, you are correct. Good for the budget, Geraldine says. Yeah, that can be very good for the budget. We may see something a bit fair, but I suppose we say fair, but let's be honest, that there's always going to be somebody who's going to be felt hard done by. But perhaps maybe some diplomatic negotiation can be, achieved or brought about with that. I quite like that. And it's exact right now. It's just past it, but it's been, you know, it's pretty much exact right now with the moon sextile Venus. I mean, in the next 2-3 hours, of course, she's going to be moving away. But yeah, that can be good for the budget. However, what I don't like about this chart, if we're taking this chart for now and the House of Commons is on right now, let's look at the second house. And the eighth house for a little bit of money. Well, let's look at the second house for the country's money. I mean, it's ruled by Saturn, and Saturn is retrograde right now. So that's not good. That's not good. So let's see what happens there. We've got a retrograde Jupiter in the sixth house. You know, MHS. Yeah. And Venus is in the 12th house. NHS, opposing Jupiter. And so we've got to, you know, so there's going to be big stuff there about the NHS coming up, and probably stuff that's not going to be so great. So watch out for that. But in terms of money, looks like we're going backwards, aren't we? Rule of the second, retrograde in the third. Let's see what comes out. No doubt there's going to be a lot of stuff about immigration and stuff. So They're probably going to have to borrow some more money, you know. Rule of the 8th and the 11th. May have to borrow some more money. Let's see. Let's see. Keep us updated. Yvette saying it's the Chancellor speaking on the budget. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Well, that's the Chancellor's job, isn't it? Chancellor Exchequer or whatever they call them. Yeah, keep that budget up. Yeah, it looks interesting. Let's see. Let's see. Should be good. Jack said the House of Commons is a nursery for adults. Yeah, totally agree. You ever see them? And they just have a go at each other. And somebody comes up with an idea and they go, oh, Mr. Speaker. And they're just booing each other. And it's, you know, my dad's better than your dad. You know, remember school days, you know, that kind of stuff. You ain't going to catch me voting for any of them people, that's for sure. There may be somebody who may stand out for me in politics or somebody who I may warm to. But still, overall, it's a no-no from me. Anyhow, let's go to the chart of the moment. What is happening right about now? We've got the Sun in Scorpio right now on his way to trine Saturn. We've got a Sun trine Saturn. People, this can be very good for practical endeavors. It can be good for materializing things, making things concrete. This can be great for building and setting our foundations. It's a great time to really get to work, to become pragmatic, practical. Can be great for planning also as well. We've got the Sun trine Saturn. So people, you want to be taking that on board and utilizing that energy, getting things done. Yes, Mason, most definitely. Sun trine Saturn. It's a good aspect. It's a good aspect. It's nice and slow. You know, take your time. Take it easy. But really working around the realms of routine and structure, being more responsible. Sun trine Saturn can be a really, really great aspect for us to enjoy and to take on board. And it's starting now. It's going to be a build-up, which brings us to the 1st of December. 1st of December as well, we've also got a new moon in Scorpio. I'll talk about that. But the Sun trining, well, let's go to the new moon first, as a matter of fact. I think that may be best. On the 1st of November, you know, let's look at the astrology of November, of course. The first 2 weeks, at least, and let's see what's happening there. The month of November kicks off with a new moon. A new moon in Scorpio. So I think that's really good. That's very potent. That's very powerful. New moons are about new beginnings. They're about initiating new things. It's a new kickstart, and it's in the sign of Scorpio, which is ruled by Mars, which is all about action, baby. Yeah. Potency. And with Scorpio, Scorpios have got that element of that regenerative kind of power. I will not be annihilated. You know, don't back me up against the wall. I'll come out fighting. It's a very powerful zodiac sign, Scorpio. So we got a new moon in the sign of Scorpio, which is indicating. So we're getting lots of initiating, we're getting lots of potent energy, we're getting lots of intensity, we're having to break through, we're having to push things, we gotta stay determined, we gotta be resilient with this new moon in Scorpio. And this new moon is gonna be trining Saturn also as well in Pisces. It's quite interesting because Mars is going to be at the tail end of Cancer, which is another water sign. So we're picking up quite a bit of water energy here. which can be good, can open up doors for compassion, empathy, great time for healing, great time for releasing or letting go of, you know, those deep emotions that we may find ourselves encountering. But we do have the new moon on the 1st of November. That's what we're meeting first. Yeah, so the month of November starts off with a bang. But then the sun begins to close the gap in the trine with Saturn. That is going to peak. Sun trine Saturn is going to peak on the 4th of November. On the 4th of November, we're going to have sun trining Saturn. That's when it's going to peak. Now, from now until the 4th of November, we're getting a nice buildup of energy, which is allowing us to be very pragmatic about life, getting things done, as Mason pointed out, being more structured, earthing. You know, Saturn is a planet that earths. He grounds things. He makes things materialize. So that's what we're getting here with the sun trining Saturn. So that's going to peak on the 4th of November, people. So don't forget that. Also on the 4th of November, we're going to have the planet Mars move into the sign of Leo. Mars moves into Leo on the 4th of November. That's going to be the Monday. If my mind serves me correctly, the next day, which is going to be the Tuesday, is going to be the US elections. Woo! It's about to go down. So Mars moves into the sign of Leo. However, as you have all noticed, which I've spoken about, is that for the last couple of days, and right now as we speak, we've got a opposition with Mars and Pluto. There's a Mars-Pluto opposition right now. Tensions are rising, people. It's about to get explosive. Explosive, explosive, explosive. People, watch how you are expressing yourselves. Watch how you're expressing your anger. Don't get into, you know, it's not one of the best times. It's not a great time to be getting into any kind of conflict right now. However, there's lots of energy at our disposal. We can become very immensely resourceful over the next couple of days. Pluto can be extremely resourceful. And we can be very resourceful with our energy, Mars, right? Perhaps maybe it can be channeled into our creativity, depending where your Mars is in your chart. Maybe it can be great for writing. Maybe it could be great for creating or doing a project. That is how the, you know, but tensions are rising. It doesn't have to be negative. Although what I will say with Mars opposing Pluto, it's an energy which is, it's not easy to handle. Hence why in many cases, we may tend to see the manifestation of a negative manifestation of what this planetary configuration is about. I mean, this is going to be exact. Is it tomorrow, the 31st? It's going to be on the 1st of November. Talk about a start to the month of November. November starts off with a bang. So we've got a new moon in Scorpio, and the planet which rules Scorpio is Mars, and Mars finds himself in an exact opposition to the planet Pluto. It's quite dynamic. It's very dynamic, as a matter of fact. Yeah, let's utilize this one. How think resources. Where can you be resourceful in your life right now? What needs completing? What needs finishing? Where are your fears? confront your fears, take on the challenges, because you're likely going to do something positive with this, something positive in your life, right? Mars, Pluto. So be mindful and careful not to harness that energy. That's what we're looking at. So that's all on the 1st of November, but the buildup is now. The opposition from Mars to Pluto is taking place right now. Don't forget that. So if you're feeling intense, you know, especially you Scorpio, no, let me rephrase, Aries, Aries rising, Scorpio, Scorpio rising, and perhaps even people, those of you with moon in Scorpio as well. You're probably feeling the intensity, right? Aries, Aries rising, Scorpio, Scorpio rising, more so Scorpio and Scorpio rising people, because that's your ruling planet. And Mars is just opposing that Pluto right now, so it's bringing up a lot of deep stuff, unconscious stuff. That's what you will often find. So, yeah. If you know any Aries or Scorpios, stay away. I'm being facetious, of course. I'm just joking. But yeah, they're going to be feeling... And for those of you who have Mars, Pluto aspects in your chart, I don't care what it is, whether it's a trine, conjunction, opposition, sextile, if you have a Mars, Pluto aspect in your chart, you're going to be feeling quite intense right now. No two ways about it. Because it's going to echo that configuration, which is in your chart, essentially speaking. So Mars, Pluto. We can see Mercury there also as well. On the day of the 1st of November, Mercury is also trining Mars. We've got Mercury trine Mars. Now, this can be very good for intellectual activities, communicative activities, can be good for travel. Yeah, what are you driving? Don't speed. Yeah, so that's good. There's also a reception there because Mercury is in the sign that belongs to Mars. So that's good. I do like that. I do. What else are we having here through the month of November? Let's have a look. So on the 4th, we get the trine, exact trine. What else are we going to be having? 5th. On the 4th, like I said, Mars moves into Leo. Mars moves into Leo. The moment he moves into Leo, the tension will somewhat ease a little bit. Will somewhat ease. Shout out to Sister Afia. Welcome to the show. Shout out to Tiffany. Welcome to the show. Listening all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. Welcome to the show. So Mars moving into Leo on the 4th of November, 5th of November, will make things, you know, energy will drop a little bit. But he's still opposing Pluto. It's out of sign, but there's still an opposition still going on. Mars is slowing down right now because he's getting ready to move retrograde some point, sometime soon. What else do we have? 6th of November. Anything happening? No. If I just go back a bit. Venus is going to oppose Jupiter on the 3rd of November. But the opposition is starting right now. It's fair to say that Venus is opposing Jupiter right now as we speak, right? But she gets, so from now until the 3rd of November, there's going to be a buildup. Now, again, we've got Jupiter and Venus. We've got the planet of values, planet of finances, money, planet of pleasure, planet of relationships in opposition to Jupiter, who is all about expansion. So we're going to be seeing an expansion in terms of relationships, social life, money, pleasure, but it's going to be a difficult one. It's almost like it's an opposition. So we might see some splits, like people splitting up. So that has to be balanced. Do be mindful that you're not overindulging during this period. This is from now until the 3rd of November. Lots going on, isn't it? Becoming more and more intense. Anywho, but for those of you who are Taurus or Taurus rising, Libra, Libra rising, this is quite a crucial time for you, because Venus is your ruling planet, right? So you guys, and for those of you who has a Venus Jupiter aspect in your chart, I don't care what aspect it is, if you've got a Venus Jupiter aspect in your chart, you are going to feel this opposition. And you may feel it in a very conflicting way, but you will feel this opposition. Yeah? So if you've got a Venus Jupiter, go right ahead, baby. Because again, it's going to echo that configuration in your natal chart. Tiffany saying, good morning, listening as I drive my baby to school. Jackie saying, oh my God, Tiffany, that has come so quick. What, the fact that she's driving her baby to school has come so quick? yeah, which baby are you talking about? The new one? What kind of school is set up for that baby? God damn, you got a super baby. I know it's a Gemini. She will be 5 months November 12th. Okay, and she started school already. God damn. Okay, well, gotta get them while they're young, I guess. Can't be school, surely not. But play center, daycare. Okay, daycare. Let's go with that. I want to know what school is teaching 5-month-year-olds how to read and write, or even sing for that matter. It's all good. So that's the 3rd of November. 4th of November, Mars moves into Leo, but still somewhat opposing. And again, like I said, he's starting to slow down. Then what starts to happen on the 6th of November? Anything happening here? No. Mercury moves into Sagittarius on the 2nd of November. Yep. On the 2nd of November, Mercury, 2nd, 3rd, depending where you are, Mercury is going to move into Sagittarius. Where he's debilitated. Lots of information, going a little bit crazy, being very volatile. So, yeah. Mason is saying, Tiffany sending little Scorpio to school. Don't bite the other kids. Yeah, I hope not. Shout outs to Hanin. Welcome to the show. It's been a long time. You've neglected the Lunar Lounge podcast. But the Lunar Lounge did not neglect you. This is a safe haven, a place for all. Time really is flying. Yes, it is. Shout out to Mary. Shout out to Mary. I know who you are, Mary. I see you. What else is going to be happening? So this is the 6th. Hold on a minute. Let's just go back to that 5th. That's going to be the next US elections, right? That's going to be next week, Tuesday. The US elections. I've got Donald Trump's chart here, which I will be bringing up in a moment. And we can have a look at Mr. Donald Trump. And let's see what's happening with him. And also Kamala Harris, and have a brief little look. And I'm just going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to let you know who I feel, based on where the stars are aligned, who it favors. But at the end of the day, it's the American people. Suppose we need to look at the chart of America. I'm going to bring that one up. I'm going to bring up the chart of the US, actually. I think that could be quite informative also as well in terms of where the planets are at and what it is that we could be experiencing in terms of the elections. So, yeah. So I'll bring up the chart of the US too, so we can have a look at that. And yeah, it should be good. Should be good. Anyhow, all right. Anyway, back to the chart. Before we go down there. So this 5th of November. So we're coming here. But let's have a look, a quick look at the 5th of November, actually, because I mean, the sun is always in Scorpio when the US have their elections. Probably why it's white so tense over there. So yeah. I mean, we've got Mercury in Sagittarius. Mercury is very crucial for an election because it's a lot of information, right? People, you know, what's happening, right? Journalists are on. We're seeing lots of information here, but you see, the problem is with this is we've got Mercury in Sagittarius. Now, Mercury in Sagittarius is very volatile in terms of its communication, the communication dispersed. So it's going to be extremely volatile this election in terms of the information which is being, you know, put out there and who that kind of favors or who it doesn't favor. So that, I think that's going to be interesting. The moon. Well, it's quite interesting because I'm just looking here for the UK. It seems like when the elections go off, for those of you who are in America, can you guys tell me what time the election, what time does it differ from state to state? Or is it a set time that the when the booth to be able to cast your vote opens? Is it 7 o'clock a.m.? Is it 8 o'clock? But then I'm also asking because I'm aware that, you know, America's a huge country. And of course, when 7 a.m. in New York is still going to be, you know, much earlier in the morning for those people in California. So how does it work? Is it like a set time? Is every state different? If that is the case, we have to take the time of when the voting starts in Washington, D.C. We got to take the Washington, D.C. So let's have a look at that. So I'll bring up the chart again in a moment. And let's see. So Mason's letting me know it's all different times. Yeah, I would have thought it was. So we've got to take Washington, D.C.'s time. We've got to take D.C. That's where the White House is, right? Am I correct? I know there's a difference between Washington, D.C. and then D.C. Well, listen, Washington, D.C., we've got to take that. That's the time we've got to take, and we've got to look at that as well. So let's take the opening time, because it looks like the moon is going to change sign during the day from Sagittarius to Capricorn. Now, that's very interesting. So what does that mean? I'm going to let you know now. It's going to swing one way, and then it's going to change last minute the other way. So you're going to have one person winning, a little bit like what happened to Trump the last time. Like, it looked like he was winning, and then before you know it, boom, Biden comes in. So there's going to be a switch here. There's going to be a change here. That's very crucial. So watch out for that. I'm letting you know that right now as we go on. But yeah, it's going to be quite volatile, I must say. Also, what is quite interesting is that there's going to be a square with the moon and Neptune round about the beginning of when the election kicks off or when it starts, when they start voting as well. So there's going to be lots of confusion. So we can look about that. I don't think I'm going to be doing the... I think this one may just be about the US. Let's start bringing up the charts. But this is the chart for the day. If somebody can... let me know. Well, I'll set it here anyway, so it should be able to give me the chart for what time does the voting booth open in Washington, D.C.? Can somebody let me know? and let's have a look at what the let's have a look at what's happening there with the election 2024, which is going to be on the 5th of November 2024. What time is the voting booths opening? Can somebody get me? Do I have to do everything myself? Hanin was saying, Yvette was saying, okay, Hanin saying, okay, election prediction special day episode. Yes, you can say that. What's happening here? I'm trying to see all these comments that are coming in here. Missed quite a few. Hanin, Lunar Lounge is where US detriment moon diverts our energy. Okay, I hear that. They've been voting already. Think it's different over there. Yes, I know. I think they vote like posts, right? But I want to know, it's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. That sounds about right. So 07. Let's put it for 07. And what we're doing, Washington? DC, hold on a minute. What am I doing here? I'm just trying to get the, what's Washington? Yeah. I'm going to go with DC. It's gotta be, yeah. Places in. Did I just put Washington DC as well? Maybe. What would this one come under? Let's see. I never quite get it with the American states sometimes. Washington should be right. Washington. Maybe I need to look this stuff up. Okay, let's try something else here. This is what happens when you don't have a let's see. See, I'm fumbling about here. This is what happens when you don't have a... Okay, Washington. Okay, so let's put that for then, Washington. Because DC stands for District of Columbia, right? Am I correct? So what part of Washington? Shall I put the White House? Is it in the same area? Just trying to see here. DC General Hospital. I'm confused here of what to put. It's asking me for all these places, which I'm sure they're in close proximity, which is not going to make a difference. But still, I want to put the appropriate place. U.S. Capitol building. Do I put that? Washington Monument. Do I put that? The Oval. The Oval's not there. How far is... Maybe the Capitol in Washington. It doesn't put the White House there, funny enough. Oh, well, it does, actually. Okay, White House. Okay, let's do that. Yeah, okay. I'll put it for the White House. Cool. All right, that's fine. All right, let's... So what we're looking at first? Shall we look at the election? Let's look at the election. Bear with me. Let me bring up the chart so we can all see that, right? What am I doing here? Screen share window. Right. Okay. You can all see that. That's the US election chart now. Here we go. So this is the day of the election. I've set it for 7. So as we can see, we've got, suddenly, well, that's always going to be the case, I guess. We've got a Mars here in the 10th house. It's quite angular, considering he just moved into Leo as well. Huh. Okay. So we can see the moon here squaring, although she's separating, but she's squaring Neptune. That's going to cause a lot of confusion. That's for sure. The moon always represents the people. So we can see here quite a huge confusion here amongst the people. We've got the moon squaring Neptune. But that moon is going to change sign. And that is the thing. So I think maybe for the first 4 or 5 hours, it may look like it's going one way, and then during the course of the day, it starts to swing the other way. So that's quite interesting. Sagittarius, I think that favors Kamala Harris. You would think Capricorn favors Donald Trump. He's the older one also as well. Let's see with that one. Okay, but this is how it's looking. Look at that 10th house, Leo, and we got Mars there also as well. So there's a huge fight here that is on the hands. Okay, so that's the US election chart. Let's look at the chart of the US itself, and let's see what transits that may be happening that could maybe it may bring some. Hold on a minute. Stop sharing. And let's go back to. Okay, let's look at the US, chart of the US. So here is the US, Sagittarius rising. This is quite interesting. You got Venus on your ascendant, right? That's now. But if we put it on the day of the election, let's go to the election, 5th. She would have gone a bit too far away. But she's still in your first house, and so is the moon. I think that points to most, that point towards Kamala Harris winning. She's the female. The two planets which represent the feminine energies are Venus and Moon, and they're both in the first house of the US chart. So that points towards Kamala Harris here. What other transits are you having right now, US? Well, you've got Jupiter, although he's retrograde at the moment, pretty much conjunct your Mars. Okay. What else is happening? Saturn, what's Saturn doing? Saturn is squaring your ascendant descendant. Well, we know the country's polarized anyway. I think Saturn's just reaffirming that. Yes, you're having a Pluto return, although Pluto's separating and it's going direct now. But yeah, you've just finished and still dealing with your Pluto return, technically speaking. That's not over. It's not something that happens overnight. However, Saturn is trining your sun, the US, the chart, the US sun. So that can be quite helpful because that can bring some kind of, you know, some stability. And, you know, some sense of, I want to say discipline is, but it can bring some structure and some sort of like structural forces in power. So okay, you're having Saturn trine your sun. That can be quite good. And Saturn's retrograde at the moment, but he's going to be going direct again in November. I think it's November. It's in the mid-November, isn't it? He starts moving direct. But by that time, the US election will be over. We could say that there is a trine from Jupiter also going to Saturn, also in the chart too. So you're having some interesting transits. It's quite interesting. Mars is not too far away from your north node, although he's not going to make it because he's going to go retrograde soon. So, you're having a Chiron return. Well, that's just going to open up old wounds, right? When doesn't that open up old wounds? And it's in the fifth house, so I don't know. Maybe that could be your, you know, entertainment industry and things of that nature. So yeah, so you're having a Chiron return exact as well, but Chiron's not doing anything too significant to the personal planets. There's also a trine to the US moon. Now, like I said, the moon represents the public. So that's going to be the American people. What kind of, if you want to say, aspects are affecting this moon? There's a sextile, or there will be a sextile at some point, from the moon to the US moon. Again, that would somewhat point towards Kamala Harris. That would favor her, or that would give her some kind of advantage, for sure. Mason was telling me to use Maryland or Virginia. No, it's all right. I used Washington. astrology reading in the digital age is saying many astrologers saying Kamala will win. Yeah, I mean, it's both. How you doing, bro? Thanks a lot. Yeah, I'm good. So that favors Kamala Harris, the moon, although the moon's not going to be there for long. It does switch into Capricorn, which will change things. That wouldn't favor Kamala Harris. And let's not forget, the moon is actually in detriment in Capricorn too. So that's not going to favor Kamala Harris. Can be likely that Kamala Harris starts winning, and then later on, Donald Trump comes in and nicks it again, just like he did the first time. So there is that. Is there any other thing here? Jupiter's retrograde, but we could say there's a loose Jupiter trine the US moon, which could uplift the people, but Jupiter's moving retrograde, you see, so it's not favoring. It's like something's being taken away from the American people in some kind of way. Let us see. Okay, so that's the US. Let's quickly go. I do want to look at... I want to look at the chart of the of Donald Trump. Bear with me a moment. Let me try and get his let me get his chart up. Okay. Oh God, what's going on here? This is a mess. Okay, let's go. Let's go. Let's bring up Donald Charts Trump. Shall we look at it with this? Let me get his chart with the transits, actually. How about that? And we can see what transits he's having and what's happening there. So Donald Trump chart coming up. Here we go. Can you all see that? So Donald Trump on the inside, the current transits on the outside. Now, I mean, at first it looked like a gone conclusion, didn't it? The whole time when he got shot and all that lot, when Jupiter was pretty much on his sun, that really boosted him. You see how astrology always, it does work, you know. But yeah, shout out to Michelle. A few more people have joined. I'm missing here the comments here. I'm too busy focusing on the chat. Michelle is saying sometimes they win and still lose. You're absolutely correct. I strongly feel that there may be something along that line that may happen this time around as well. I think it's going to be one or the other. Trump wins. Kamala Harris still gets in, or Kamala Harris wins, but Trump gets in based on your, you know, college electrical, whatever they call it. You guys have a very funny voting system, which I still can't get my head around, but hey, what do I know? One thing that's interesting, I mean, let's move this again to the fifth, to be precise. I mean, the planet Jupiter is bang smack on Donald Trump's North Node and is conjunct his sun, even though Jupiter is moving retrograde. I mean, based on that, I've got to favor Trump. That is a win. That is a notch. That is a huge advantage for Donald Trump. Let's not make no mistake about it. Okay, it's not the best kind of sun, but, and again, Jupiter's going, is transiting his 11th house. So Jupiter's transiting his 11th house. Again, advantages for Donald Trump. That's a great house for Jupiter to be transiting. And then conjunct your sun, it's bang smack on your north node, you know, of somebody who's born on an eclipse. Mars literally just moves into his first house. It's still cadent, so it still has a 12th house theme, but nevertheless, it moves into his first house, can give him a little bit of energy, give him a bit of zest. He literally just has not too far off a lunar return as well. Moon in Sag, he's got Moon in Sag too. However, Saturn, which was at some point, was squaring when he was about 19 degrees, when he had all the trouble, when everybody was coming out the woodworks in terms of the court cases, was squaring his sun. But it's retrograde now, so it's moving back. It doesn't have that effect anymore. Again, it gives Donald Trump an advantage. So, yeah. Yeah, Tiffany's saying there, the Electoral College needs to be abolished. It was created to take care of slave owners back in the day. Yeah, in the States, and had a lower population. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Well, let's see. Yeah, so this Jupiter definitely favors Donald Trump in terms of where Jupiter is. I mean, that's his best bet, isn't it? Jupiter's also trining his own Jupiter as well. I mean, yeah. He's trining his own Jupiter. Somewhat sextiling his ascendant. I mean, that is giving him a boost. Saturn is not doing much. I mean, it's squaring his sun by sign, you know, and his moon, but Saturn's going retrograde, and it's, I don't know. That will come with its toughness, that's for sure. But yeah, that's got to favor Donald Trump. Okay, let's go to Kamala Harris, and let's see if there's anything there that favors Kamala Harris, for example. So here we go. Can you all see that? No, hold on, let's get this. Sharing screen is not easy, I must say. Okay, Coolio, here we are. And let's put it on the day of the election, 5th of November. Okay, what do we have here? Jupiter. Jupiter is conjunct her ascendant. Now that is an advantage. Just like it was for Donald Trump. But Jupiter is closer to Donald Trump's sun and is conjunct his north node. And the Jupiter is also conjunct Kamala Harris's north node, even though he's moving retrograde. So that, again, a bonus here for Kamala Harris. I mean, Jupiter always transiting your first house is always a good one. And between the first house and the 11th house, the first house is stronger. So from that perspective, it favors Kamala Harris. She's a Libra. Although Jupiter is moving retrograde, it does trine her sun. But it's moving retrograde, but it's still there within, you know, it's went close and gave her a whiff. So yeah. Jupiter trining, yeah. There's also something else it trines, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut on that one. The moon is trining Kamala Harris's moon. It's going to be trining Kamala Harris's moon on that day. Again, that is also going to be an advantage as well for her, big time. She's got a good moon. May not be in the best of signs, but she's got a good moon. It's in a good house, nighttime chart in the 11th house. That's really good. Yeah, it's looking like Kamala Harris is going to take this one. But Trump's got some good stuff, you know. Don't write him off. I strongly feel it's going to be similar to when Donald Trump won against Hillary Clinton. It's going to be one of those ones. It's going to be like Donald Trump gets the popular vote, but Kamala Harris wins by the Electoral College manner, or the setup. It's going to be something along that line. It could be the other way around, that Kamala Harris wins the popular vote, but because of the Electoral College, Trump gets in. It can be. But from what I'm seeing here, I'm seeing just a tiny bit, not much, but I'm seeing a tiny more advantages for Kamala Harris than for Trump getting in. So, Lord of the Hour is Mercury. Okay. You're talking in terms of when it opens. You're talking, yeah. I feel Kamala Harris is gonna get this one. It's Kamala Harris's time, by the looks of it. So yeah, but I'm still not ruling out Trump. I mean, I'd rather Trump get in, to be quite honest, but it's looking like Kamala Harris to me. That's where it's looking. That's where I'm going for now. But like I said, I think the major thing is it's the US, because it's the people who are going to vote them in. Yes, they have advantages on the transits or whatever, but it's the people that are going to get them in. So it's all about how what it looks. And again, even with the people, again, well, it starts off with Kamala Harris, but then it looks like Trump may come in later. So let's have a look at that. Would be interested to see what protected house they are in for the year and their lunar return charts. Yeah, I'm not going to be doing all of that. You're talking perfection. Trump's in the seventh house perfection year, that is. Plus perfected house of the month. For those of you who are advanced in astrology, you can do that. Figure it out yourselves. But it looks like, Yvette's asking me, why would you rather Trump? Oh, God. Someone needs to put an end to these wars. If Kamala Harris gets in, we're in serious trouble with these wars. And someone needs to put an end to it. And the only one who's got the balls or is crazy enough to do that is Trump. That's my main reason why I want him in. Because if not, then don't complain about prices going up and petrol going up, because we're going to need a lot of fuel and petrol spent on those wars. So that's it there. That's the main thing. I know he's crazy and not necessarily about his things, but I'd rather he get in and calm shit down on that level. Michelle saying Trump wants to make us slaves again. Yeah. I think they all want to make you slaves. If you think they're all, you know, listen, that as much as that you may think that they're all, you know what I mean, they're all about their own pockets and their own interests, man. Don't think for one moment that those politicians care about you. You got to care for yourself. They all want the same thing. They just do it in different ways. Make no mistake about that. If you think one has got more interest about you than the other, you've got another thing coming. Tiffany saying Kamala ain't scared. You've seen her chart. No, she's not scared. She's a force to be reckoned with, that's for sure. And she's definitely tightened up the gap. But yeah, it seems to favor her, especially where the moon is. But I don't like the way that moon switches. That's going to make, when the moon switches during sign, it means that something unpredictable is going to happen. There's going to be a switch. You're going to think it's going one way and it's going to go the other. So it's going to look like Donald Trump's winning and then Kamala wins it. Or it's going to look like Kamala Harris is winning and then Trump wins it. It's going to be one of those. Watch. I betcha. I hear you. Michelle saying, I agree with that, but I prefer it to be soft. Yeah. I hear you. I mentioned a few months ago that Kamala should run for president, and you said it won't happen. I mentioned a few months ago that Kamala... I said it wouldn't happen. Are you sure? Not too sure about that one. I knew Biden weren't going to make it to the next booth, that's for sure. Let's see. And again, is America, are they ready for a female president? a coloured one at that, you know. That those are the kind of things that you know, Yvette saying, yes, you. I'll have to look back on my chat on that one. But yeah. Listen, show's coming to an end. Next week, this show will be coming. When I'm doing next week's show, we will know who the winner is, because it's going to be the night of Tuesday, Wednesday morning, when we know who the winner, the next US president. So yeah, keep it locked. Make sure you're here. We're going to go through it. I'm saying Kamala Harris at the moment, but not by much though. It's not going to be much. It's going to be very, 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 very tight. Whoever wins it is not going to win by much, but I'll say by the looks of things, Kamala Harris is likely going to nick it. Minus the whole electoral college thing, you know, but yeah, looks like she's going to get it. Trump won't go to war. As astrology readings in the digital age said, Trump won't go to war. He hasn't ever gone to war. Exactly. Kamala has no policies. Exactly. You know, Trump's been the only president who ain't gone to war. That's one thing. You love him or hate him. And I think we need somebody like that to finger in. Because I'm tired of these wars, man. You know what I mean? Give it up. And if Kamala Harris gets in, no disrespect, them wars are going to go right through the roof. So yeah, let's see. Tiffany saying they are covering up health stuff like they did with Biden, MIO. Okay. I still don't believe Trump will even physically make it. Oh, no, he'll make it. He's all right. And he's in a seventh half perfection. The thing is, though, is that he's Saturn. You think, but you see, he could win it. See, because he's Saturn and Jupiter in mutual exaltation reception. That's something else. It's not going to be by much, I tell you. But I'm going out on a limb. I'll say Kamala Harris, but not by much. People, listen, competition time. Let's get to the competition time. I asked a question last week. Week before last. I said in the medical astrology section, what house rules the doctor? I'm just going to my emails. So disappointing with this one. I thought I gave it to you on a platter and you still missed it. Anywho, Christian, did you come in first? No, it was Yvette. Yvette, you're getting good at this. In terms of coming in first, that is, your email coming in first. I'm going to take a wild guess. Maybe I think it's the first house as the doctor is treating somebody as a part of the body. Okay, I see. So Yvette came in first. She said first house. Christian came in second. He said 10th house. Did you come in at 00 as well? Let me see. What time? Yeah, it was. Must be seconds between you. I had somebody come in. Okay, Patricia, you came in last night. I'm saying 12th house, she says. Just woke up, she says. I'm saying 12th house. Yeah, I've got another one here. Somebody says 8th house here. What's this? Rubel, you're saying 6th house. Wrong. You are all wrong. All of you are wrong. You do not know your astrology. I am so disappointed with you. In astrology, the seventh house rules the doctor. The seventh rules the doctor. The 10th house is the medicine that is going to be prescribed, or how well that's going to work. Remember. The seventh house is the doctor. The seventh house is the astrologer. The seventh house is the person who's treating, or the counselor. That is how it works. Okay. Question. Let me put up the email. For those of you who are listening, I ask a question now. First person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday at midnight UK time, midnight UK time. Do take into consideration our clocks have gone back last week. First person who inboxes me 12 midnight UK time gets £30 sent to them. Okay. The email address to send your answer to is thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. For those of you who are watching the live right now, it's on your screens, as you can see it right there. The question I'm going to be asking now is, what color, listen carefully, what color is associated with the seventh house? I repeat, what color is associated with the seventh house? Not only do you ask me what color, you tell me why. What color is associated with the seventh house and why? Okay, that is the question. Whoever gets it, first person who answers the question, emails me to me next week, Wednesday at 12 a.m. UK time, gets £30. What color is connected with the seventh house, and why is it that that color is connected with the seventh house? That is the question. First person who inboxes me will get £30. What else? Yeah, that is about it. It's that time of the week, people. Tarot card of the week. And I'm also going to be plugging some courses. Let me plug the courses first. Then I got to the tarot. How about that? Okay, people, astrology, for those of you wanting to learn astrology, you can learn at your own pace. You have a lifetime access. People, get in there now because the prices are going to change at the end of this year, beginning of next year. And I don't want people crying, it's too expensive. No, well, it's more than cheap as it is right now. I think there is a discount still going. I'm not too sure. It may have run out for those of you who didn't take advantage of the discount. But you get a lifetime access. All the recordings are there. All classes are there. And it, new material gets uploaded every week. Every week, new material gets uploaded. You have access. You come to the live classes. We have live classes every Tuesday evening. So you have, you know, you can come to the live classes, and depending what stage you're at, just bring your questions and I will take you through it. Right. So that's astrology. So that's ongoing. So yeah, make sure, yeah, go. Let me know. As a matter of fact, maybe I should put up the email for those of you who may be interested in signing up. So that's it right there. Also, if you there's options for making money through affiliation. So again, you can sign up to my affiliation program. You get your own portal, you get your own link, you get your own affiliate link. People who sign up using your link, you get 25%. I repeat, 25% of each course which you sell. Okay? Or people who sign up for you. So it can also be a money maker also as well. There's advantages there. Learn astrology and also make money while you're at it. Why not? So that's the astrology. In a few weeks, there's going to be an introduction to palmistry. I'm going to be doing a palmistry course showing you how all these lines on your hands, what they mean. And especially for those of you who are into astrology or know astrology, I'm going to be showing you how astrology and palmistry are connected. Okay, so palmistry course coming up. It's going to be done over a period of about 8 weeks, okay? You get lifetime access. You'll be able to view the videos at your will. There's going to be reading material, which you can read or download. Everything will be ready. The moment you sign up, you've got your portal access. I believe there's going to be also a discount. I'll let you know more about that next week. But I think there's a discount also as well. For those of you who follow me on the social media, just keep your eye out because I'm likely going to be posting that over the next couple of days. Numerology, numbers. This whole universe is ruled and run by numbers. Numbers is the power of the universe and shows you about the power of you. I'm going to be doing a numerology course. That's going to be starting in about 2 weeks' time. Okay? If you're interested, send me a email to sacredplanets@gmail.com. For those of you listening to the recording, sacredplanets@gmail.com. Those of you who are watching live, there it is on your screens. So, yeah, get going. Yeah? What else? I'm already doing tarot. I'm going to be finishing tarot. I'm going to be doing another tarot again, starting again next month. Intermediate level. I repeat, intermediate level. Come on board. So if you already know basics about the tarot, want to take it to that next level, I'm going to be talking about numerology and astrology and incorporating it into the tarot. Come along. That's going to be starting next month also as well. So people, start signing up. I'm literally giving it at a price right now that is really, you know. So hit me up on the email if you are interested. And I may be able to also get you a discount also as well. So, yeah, let me know. Tarot card of the week. Let's go. Let's shuffle the cards and let's see what the card is for this week. So, yeah. Tiffany's still asking me, what about the sixth house? The sixth house is the house of illness. The sixth house describes the illness. What kind of illness? Where's it coming from? Where's this? That's what the sixth house is about. So yeah, as it relates to all things medical, the lifestyle. Yeah, sixth house is different. Sixth house is the illness itself, not the person who's treating it. Person who's treating it, it's the, yeah. Get back to school, people. I've taught you all of this in class. Let's shuffle here. Tarot card of the week is... ooh, we got the Eight of Cups. Haven't seen that one in a while. Eight of Cups is the card of this week. What is the message? What is the meaning behind this card? It's indicating that we need to go searching. We need to look for something on a deeper level, something more meaningful. There may be a sense that something is missing here in our lives, especially in our emotional lives, and we need to go searching for it. Maybe looking for a deep love, deep connection. Feeling a bit unsatisfied, feeling discontent. So if you are feeling over the next week, feeling discontent in some kind of way, you need to search for your... Now, when I say search, the real search happens here, inside. That's what it's about. So you need to go on that inside and search on that inside. And that's where you find what it is that you are seeking. Seeking, searching, that's what it is. Looking for something deeper, looking for more meaning in your life, looking to just make life better. Yeah? There's an element of, you know, stagnation, feeling like nothing's working, nothing's going the way that you want. The Eight of Cups is letting you know that it's time to start doing some soul searching. Not no surface stuff. This is on a deep level here. This is what the tarot card of the week is about. So, all about the search. Keep it going. I've come to the end of my show. I should have spent a bit more time on that election, but hey, I gave you enough. We could be there all day. There's other things that I'm going to be analyzing also as well, but I'm going out on a limb, like I said, and I'm saying Kamala Harris should be the next president of United States. However, if Donald Trump does get in, I will not be surprised in any way, shape, or form. It's going to be a tight one, but let's see. Nothing is going to manifest as we think it's going to be. So let's see what happens there. Tiffany's saying, I'm going to look at their solar returns. Yeah. You got to look at... But you see, it's not just about them, you see. Remember, it's the people. I think you may need to be more focusing on the chart of the USA. You get bits, don't get me wrong, you do get insights in terms of their charts, but what's happening for the country? This is for the country. So we've got to look at the broader perspective. So yeah. Yeah, it is what it is. Shout out to Angela. I missed the show. I'll catch the replay. Hey, everyone. Yep, you did miss the show. And I'm about to check out. Thank you very much, people, for being a part of the show. I'll be with you again next week. Same place, same time. I will be here. And again, I'm sure we're going to be buzzing off the excitement of the election of the USA. And yeah, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. It's that time of the day. Thank you, single one of you. Stay blessed. Stay good. Have a great week. Thank you very much. And I am out. I will see you all next week. Thank you.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. 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 Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.